meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you everyone for joining the Latin Generation panel call on 15 February 2018. In the call, we have Ahmed, Bill, Dennis, Matt, Michael, Marjana, Samad, and Pitinan. Over to you, Marjana.
Oh, welcome to the first call after our face-to-face meeting in Brussels. I wanted first to review the minutes from the face-to-face meeting. I had some dilemmas writing these minutes. Some of you helped me to improve them. Please, Pitinan, will you put the minutes?
Okay, sure.
That we can discuss on it. Okay, we have it now on the screen. Could we try to resolve these comments? Because I was not capable by myself to resolve them. The first one is, I hope you all have read these minutes. So the first comment is how I understood what are inscript variants, and let me see. Do we all agree on those definitions about inscript variants? At least it is something how I understood it, and I think Dennis has the similar opinion, and as I have written there. Is there anyone who want to comment it? Mats, please.
Yes, it's problematic to talk about characters with meaning when it comes to Latin script. I mean, it works for Chinese or Han. But the characters don't carry any meaning. So it's rather that we talk of, should be interchangeable use or something.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You mean that, we agree about homoglyphs? And the characters that are used interchangeably by the script community.
Yeah.
I'm reading the comments. It seems that, you think the word meaning in my writing is wrong. Okay, I agree completely with it. This sentence should be rephrased somehow to avoid word meaning. Dennis, please.
Thank you. I agree. The word meaning, maybe put on quotes, will clarify. But I mean, I think the words that the IP use. Or we use afterwards, can't remember now, but it's interchangeable, right? That's what they're looking for. Not necessarily mm-hmm. meaning as what Matt, said. I mean, syllables, words, letters in Latin script don't have any meaning. But I think the idea is that they are used interchangeably.
Yeah, I agree completely with you. That's my lack of good English understanding. So please, Dennis, would you, or Matt, whoever of you two wants to change this sentence in the way we discuss it now. I think everyone, at least I, everyone with the link can edit this document. So who of you two will rephrase this sentence, please? I need a volunteer.
I can do that.
Please, Dennis, do it. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for it. Okay? That's the first comment, which we have resolved now. Let's see what's the next. We have the next one. Again, as I understood, all these examples we had there, I have a problem reading this screen because it is too small. Let me see. Yeah, that's my question about Dotless I and I. I think Dennis has commented it. This is what GP needs to resolve. I don't think we can take the decision lightly. We should discuss this case from different angles and arrive to a recommendation. If we want something to say for to say that two letters are variants, we have to give very hard evidence on using it in everyday life. And I put it there just to have it on my to think of it. And I was not sure, are they variants or not, and I don't know what GP will, how GP will resolve this. I don't think that we can now, or maybe there is ideas. Okay, we have first Dennis and then Mats.
Thank you, Mirjana.
Thank you.
So I think what I meant with my comment is, because these are the meeting minutes, we don't have to declare them in the minutes, variance or not variance. What I wanted to say is that we acknowledge the case, right, as the IT pointed out in MSR3 for us to look at it. And whenever the case is, we have to look at it and then come to a recommendation of it. But in the minutes, we just need to acknowledge that it is a special case that the IT wants us to review and analyze and make a recommendation. I think that's all that we need to acknowledge in the minutes.
Thank you, Dennis. Mats?
Yeah, the statement there is incorrect because Turkish has separate capital letters. So it has a capital letter I with dot above, and capital letter I without dot above or dotless.
Oh, they have so, dot in uppercase.
Yes. So the complexity is that 0069 matches to 0049 outside Turkish.
Oh,
in Turkish, 0069 matches to another capital letter.
Okay, okay.
And
okay.
And but in 0131 always matches 0049 in both Turkish and non-Turkish environment. So it's the normal I's different capital letter, which is the complexity. So it's in Turkish and a few other languages, as I recall.
So this is incorrect. Both characters in uppercase are the same. This is not true. This is not a good point, let's say, like this. Should someone remove this point? Mats, could you do this? Or
no.
Dennis, please,
yes.
Again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would not say it's not correct. It is slightly inaccurate. That would
okay,
be it, right? Because depends of locale settings. I mean, absent of
mm-hmm.
locale settings, both characters will map to the same uppercase character. With a locale setting, that's a different case. But again, this is a million minutes. We don't have to discuss the whole issue of
two
characters here. We acknowledge this is a special case that the IP pointed the GP to analyze and make a recommendation of its treatment.
Okay. Okay.
I can draft the minutes for it.
Okay. Mats, what you wanted to say?
Well, at the meeting, we discussed this case
okay.
in the correct way. To reflect the meeting, we should document. So in Turkish language, this is not correct.
Okay.
It's correct outside Turkish language.
Okay, I agree with you. I couldn't remember everything what we were talking about. I had some small notes, but at least I grabbed it, I put it in the minutes, and Dennis will rephrase it to point, to give the right environment in which those two letters will be discussed, and whatever will happen with them, we shall see. Is it okay with everyone? Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Nobody has nothing against it. Okay, that's the second item we have to discuss, and I think we have something else at the end. Yes, we have. Yeah. I just had those things, let's say, noted somehow, but I'm not sure what all these things means. All these things mean, so that I was wondering what means the example of characters, whose idea was it, just to clarify a little bit what should be done with this proposition, because I've started to draft the final report, and I was tagged with this, although I can skip it in this moment. But if someone recalls what we have talked about, please let's try to clarify it now. Michael, please.
Yeah, I think we just wanted to write some examples about the diversity of the Latin script, so some characters which show which types are possible with dots below, above, whatever, something like that.
Okay, could you give some example? Max, please.
Yeah, we have in the initial part of the description, there is a lot about the history of Latin
mm-hmm.
script, and we
mm-hmm.
concluded that that could be in an appendix, the history, but as an introduction,
mm-hmm.
we should have some examples of the variety of Latin characters, just to make the reader aware that it's more than A to Z.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll put something and we shall elaborate it and make it better, just not to forget what was our intention when we have discussed this. I put something in the propositions and in the proposition of the final report, and we shall adjust it later. Okay, that's all which I had. I wanted to discuss with you according to this note. Is there anything else that someone wants to add? Maybe I have skipped something. Please. This is the live document. I think it should be just used, not to forget we have talked about and what was what was the duties of some members to do with some of these tasks. And I want you to reconsider it again after this meeting when Dennis gave his explanation of those things which I didn't specify correctly. I think that we could accept these minutes and keep them in mind in the future work. Maybe we could try to give some terms when something will be done. But, Mats, please.
We had a quite long discussion about in-script variants with the example from Swedish, but it's
Because I couldn't remember all of this. Will you be so kind to put it in?
Okay.
Please, because we didn't have we didn't record the meeting, and I had very rough notes. Yes, we have discussed F in Swedish, those two Fs, which could be in script variants, but I forgot it. Thank you.
I will do that.
Please add it. So, any other comments, discussion, proposals, anything? Okay, I think we have finished about with minutes up to now. We shall correct it and have it in mind for future work. But do you want still to say something because your hand is up? Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I'm forgetting a lot of things. Thank you very much. Okay, so the first topic of our agenda we have finished, and we shall I want to ask you you guys who have to add something in the minutes, please let's try to do it as soon as possible, because it is better that we think one of those things we have rounded somehow and finished. So if you have time, please try to do it at least till the next telephone call, but as soon as you find time to put it inside in the minutes, to put your text in the minutes. Sorry for my bad English. Time is, weather is changing from bad to good, and I always have some problems, some meteoropathic problems when the weather is changing in that way. Okay, our next agenda item is short report from a repertoire group. As introduction, I can say that Hazen has finished the arrangement of the repertoire in the proper way, how it should look in the future in our final report. He had a few things that we that have been missed in the basic data, and I've found the one glyph, and I have corrected some, added some languages in one of those, with a cute or whatever. So we have now, and I just 10 minutes or 15 minutes before this meeting, I sent the link to Google Docs, where I put the document in the Word document Hazen has produced, and I want to open out discussion what will be our next steps in order to finish the repertoire and to say to Sarmant that we are clear that this is our repertoire and that Sarmat could start producing references. Pitinan is uploading the document now. So, Hazen has done it by himself. I think we shall need at least one or two persons who will look at this document and see if everything is there. I mean, it should be properly revised or checked. And after that, we could say to Sarmad, yes, please, Sarmad, start producing references. I want to ask you for your opinion. What do you think about my proposal? No one has nothing to say. Anything to say. Mats, do you want to say something? Please.
Well, your proposal is good. There are two places where it's yellow. Those are unresolved, right? Or
in one of these columns, not all languages were not specified. Let me find it. It is O with something.
Yes. Where's the first place?
And the first place, you see, now I can't see the glyph which I found somewhere. This is Latin small letter I with combining macron below. I found it, and I put it in the Word document. I uploaded the Word document, but Google Docs is not showing it. So I will send again a link of the Word document in which this letter is correctly correctly displayed. Sorry. So I think.
That cannot display this character, but I paste the link in the chat. So you can follow that to see.
Oh, you mean it is correctly displayed in the Google Docs?
Yes, in the Google Docs it displays correctly.
Sure.
We'll probably have to follow the link and see.
Mm-hmm. And find the it is properly displayed in Google Docs, but it cannot be displayed in Adobe Connect Room. Yeah, thank you, Pekinan, very much. Okay.
The document is restricted.
Sorry? Document is restricted only to comment it. I can open it to anyone for edit, but I don't think it is necessary to edit the document in this moment.
I cannot access it.
You cannot access it?
Yeah. Same here. This is Samad. We can't access it.
You also cannot access the document. It's Pitinan can. Oh, I see. Maybe I have not done something properly. Sorry for it. I will grant access sending the
wrong link. Can you
try
again the new one?
Because I sent the same link to everyone on LatinGP mail. Let me see what shall I. But I'm the owner of the document, so I cannot test it. Missing, I think.
If you use the link,
we can access the second link, so it's okay.
Okay. You can say access it now. Mats, Hazen, please. You are first in the row.
Yes.
I raised my hand when you weren't finding the character, the glyph you were talking about.
Did I find the
document? I can access it normally. I can access the document normally, but only for suggestions. I cannot edit it.
Yes, only for suggestions at this moment. I wanted to discuss with you with the whole panel what we shall do with this document. In this moment, everybody can read the document and everybody can comment it.
Prefer that someone else than me make his comments, so we have someone else to review it.
We are just discussing how to proceed, you know. Dennis, please.
Yes.
Dennis?
Yeah. Yes, thank you, Mirjana. So I just wanted to put this out on for discussion, since we have, it was interesting that some of us were having issues looking at or the program that we're using does not render the character properly. So would that warrant a thing, whether it's long or small, discussion in the repertoire document to, you know, highlight this behavior? Because one thing that we want with online identifiers is that they have a stable, consistent behavior across, you know, software applications.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, calls for, I mean, at least a recognition or acknowledgement that there might be issues with it, right? And do we really want a character that is not stable across applications to be in the repertoire?
I don't know. We can discuss on it. We can vote at the end. But you see, in Google Docs, it is displayed correctly. When it is the document is put in Adobe Room, it is not displayed correctly. But the problem with the IDN will persist. I remember that when we introduced a Cyrillic domain, we needed 3 years or 4 years for all browsers to accept IDNs. We are usually getting --, and so on. We didn't get the proper representation of the IDN. So the things are improving. It's much better now. And yes, you're right. We should discuss, should we put, or we can put it and say something that it has to do something with universal acceptance, or I don't know. Ahmed, please.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, I agree with your proposal, Mirjana, to review by someone. So Hazim has prepared it, and you have reviewed it. I'm also volunteering for to review this document.
Oh, thank you very much. So we have one volunteer for reviewing the document, and we shall agree after that how this review should be done. Again, Dennis, please.
And Sarmad.
I have also, yeah. Sarmad.
Please,
Dennis,
so
first, and Sarmad, I didn't see. Please, Sarmad, you are going first.
No, I came after Dennis, so please, Dennis, go ahead.
Okay,
so,
Dennis.
So I just wanted to point out, this is not a universal acceptance issue. It's a rendering, and my guess is that because this is a sequence of code points and does not and one single pre-composed character that does not exist, applications will have issues with rendering the combined sequence.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's not a universal acceptance issue. It's more of a,
yes,
Unicode rendering algorithm or whatever the applications need to do in order to consistently render a combination of sequence. So that's where I think our analysis should be focused on.
Yes, I think, yes, I agree completely with you. My brain is not working properly this afternoon. Now, it is not the universal acceptance problem. Yes, I agree completely with you, that's the rendering problem. Okay, when we have the repertoire, before we present it in our final report, take care of this, what happened now, and decide at the end how shall we cope with these Unicode sequences. Sarmad, please. First Sarmad, then Ahmed.
Thank you, Mirjana. I just wanted to comment that once you hand it over to us, one of the things we will actually do is, before we do the referencing, is sort these characters on Unicode, because eventually that's a sequence it should go in the repertoire table in the proposal. So these characters and therefore the references we'll move accordingly. So so that's one of the pages we'll do. I'm not sure whether you want to do it before handing it over to us, or you would want us to do it once you've handed it to us.
Thank you, Sarmad. Let's hear what Ahmed has to say, and after that, I will say something. Ahmed, please. Ahmed.
Yeah, my question is this, whether it will be sorted out in the variants or we will sort out in this repertoire group. My perception is that it will be covered in the variants, whether it should be allowed or not allowed, whatever we have the policy for that.
I'm sorry, Ahmed, I must confess I didn't understand your statement properly.
Actually, discussion was about whether to include this sequence or not about the code points appearing in this repertoire document. So we can actually, we have to include our appearing in the languages, and then we have to discuss in the variants group that it is posing some security threat or something else. We can discuss it separately. So what we can do is to include more and more characters available in the languages.
Yeah, my thinking was maybe similar. Maybe we should sequences, Unicode sequences somehow present to the generation panel in a different table, saying that we found those sequences and what will be our proposal, what we should do with these sequences. I agree with Sarma that it will be difficult for him to cope with the sequences because they will be, they will sort the, this repertoire by Unicode code, and these sequences will be somewhere after, for example, this one after 0069 or something like this. Maybe we should move sequences in the different table and discuss before presentation to the generation panel what should we do with them. Mats, please.
What Samad said was that the data should be sorted by Unicode code points.
Mm-hmm.
So the lowest code points in the top and then falling with a higher number. And this is not how it's sorted now.
And, no, it is not.
But right. And the, I think that when we have sequences, we could probably put it after. So the combining E and Macron below, it could be put just after E. I think that would work.
But it will go after it. Oh, we can test it. Probably it will go somewhere after E or something like this before the next Unicode code.
Right, and I think that should work.
I think also. And Sarmad, what kind of problems you see with this way of sorting it, like it is now?
No, there's no problem. I was just informing you that when we process the table, because if we process the table just in this sequence, then the reference sequence will get disturbed when we eventually sort it. So I just wanted to inform you that we will sort before we generate the references, so that references come in a sequence as well.
I thought, again, a mess in my head. I didn't understand correctly. Okay, yes, I understand that you have to sort it in the Unicode, by Unicode code, and it will be Max, please.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, you are not. Okay, Ahmed. Ahmed.
Yeah,
sorry, Ahmed.
I have a question to yes, I have a question to Dr. Sharma that how it will be sorted out by Unicode, because there are several words in English like da. So TH, which is pronounced, but it is not the combining, it is basically, whenever we pronounce, it is combined, but when we write, it is not combined. So it is a separate letter. So is there any example for these combining letters which need to be sorted out by Unicode?
No. So what I was actually saying is that just to format this table, normally what is suggested for the proposals is that all the Unicode presented in the repertoire are in increasing value of the Unicode, encoding itself. So if you look at the table on the screen right now, you have 012F followed by 0129 followed by 0268. That's not a sequence ascending order of Unicode code points. So mm-hmm. what we would want to do is sort it out so that all these rows are in a sequence for Unicode code points, and then we will assign the reference numbers so that the reference numbers are also sequenced accordingly.
Ahmed, is it clear to you now? It seems it is. So, the next discussion should be how shall. Thank you, Ahmed. The next thing on which we have to decide is how shall we verify that everything Hazen has done the best way he can, but I think at least two persons should check, are all code points here? And if it is okay, we can then say to Sarmat, yes, Sarmat, please proceed with doing references. Hazen, please. Hazen?
Yes. I sorted the table now for Sword according to Unicode. So I can mm-hmm. send it again to the list with a sorted, with the new sorted one.
It is not necessary because Sarmad will process it. It is better to stay as it is now because it is easier to check the table you produced with the original table, original Excel table. I just need two volunteers to check that all letters are in it. Hazen?
Maybe after checking,
we shall give the table as it is to Sarmad, and he will proceed with sorting and everything. That's my opinion. That's my opinion, at least. It's the easiest way, as I see now. Is there any other volunteer except Ahmed to check the consistency of the table? Sorry again. To check if are all characters in it. Matt, you said that you have looked at the table. Did you check properly, roughly, everything, or?
No, I have just looked through it. But I could compare too.
You can compare it.
Yes.
Please.
Not just me. I think there should be two people besides Ahmed
yes.
doing that.
Okay. Ahmed and Mats. And is there a third person who will check the table? If there is no third person, I will do it.
Yeah, this is Bill. I can do it.
Yeah, Bill, thank you very much, please. Because we need to be sure that everything what we had in our Excel table is properly transferred to this Word table. And maybe everybody will find his or her own way to do it. Mats, do you want to say something?
No, I'm sorry.
I forgot to take my hand up. It's okay. So we have Ahmed, Bill, and Mats who will check the consistency of this table. I mean that all characters from our Excel are transferred here. The table is very nice. I mean, it is properly formatted. Everything looks okay. And we need just to say what is the term to finish this job. I mean, when do we can expect that you, Mats, and Bill can check the tables and give us some feedback, or me, or you can send the feedback to the list, that we can give the final table to Sarmad to proceed with references. Is 1 week too enough, or you need 2 weeks? What do you think, Matt and Bill?
It could work in a week, but depends on how easy it is to do it.
Yeah. Please try to do in 1 week. So maybe today is the 15th of February. It means 22nd, 23rd of February, we should expect the result that the table could be given to Sarmad to finish, to start working on the references. Okay. I will write it down. So we expect February 22nd and of. Okay, thank you. Is there any other opinions or suggestions about repertoire? I think we are very close. We are very close to finish the repertoire. No hands up, no comments in chat, so I think we can proceed to the next item in our agenda, and it is, I think, a short repertoire about variant group. I can't say almost anything about it. If Dennis, we had some tasks assigned about. We have discussed during our face-to-face meeting that we should try to make some kind of instructions and to ask people from the generation panel if they have the usage of the different glyphs interchangeably. I'll try to avoid the word meaning, but Dennis will correct my statement in the... So please, Dennis, could you say something? Have you thought about it? Do you have any...
Thank you, Mirjana.
Sorry, Mats. Excuse me, just... Mats, what did you... You don't understand what I was saying.
It was clipping a lot.
Oh, so it seems that my voice is not clear enough. Is it now better?
This is Sarmad.
Mirjana, you are coming through clearly to us.
Sorry?
You sound clear.
Okay.
I think it's Matt's speakers or on his line.
Okay.
Yes, it seems to be on my side.
Okay, thank you. Okay, it's clear now. Please, Dennis, proceed.
Yeah, so my action items were to redraft the Varian document, the principles, since we have a revised principles and methodologies. So I'm going through that slowly. I'm having a hard time allocate time for it, but I'm progressing. I hope to have something for in the next couple of weeks. That's what I can commit, and then move on to the next task as to redo the worksheets, to do the cross grid analysis, and the other tasks that we have to do.
Okay. Thank you. So that's all about client group progress. The fifth item is short report from drafting team and drafting team, that's me. And I have started to put some text in the final document, but I was not very capable to to do a lot of things in the last 2 weeks. I will proceed with it. Everyone has gotten the link to the report, so from time to time you can look at it and comment it and help me to improve it and so on. But I think that in the next few weeks I will have almost everything in the report, what I think it should be there, and we shall adjust it after that. So it is not the very... Now we have two things to finish. First one, checking of the final repertoire and to give Sarmat the table to proceed with the references. And we should wait for Dennis to find time to finish principles. And that's all for today, I have to say. Any other business? Any other suggestions?
Hi, Matana. It's Pitinan here.
Please, Pitinan.
Yes. I'd like to... add another point for other business. Maybe it's a good time to start preparing the presentation for ICANN 61 for short update to the communities. So that's my request.
Okay. Max, have you promised to do something? Do you have time? Or if you don't have time, let's try to find someone else to... just draft the presentation and you can adjust it?
Yes, I have. Well, right now I've been very busy at work, so...
I understand it. That's why I'm trying to find someone to help you with presentation.
Yes. And it should be done by Monday, right?
Pitinan, it should be done by Monday.
Yes. The 19th will be pretty much the deadline.
Yeah.
The 19th.
Right. I'll start tomorrow. Right now it's evening, so I'll start tomorrow.
Please, Matt, if you don't have enough time at because of the other obligations you have at work, I might draft something. I have some samples from before, from earlier meetings. I can draft something and you can adjust it if you don't have time. But please, you must say on time. But if you say to me on Sunday, I won't do anything for Monday. You see?
Right. So please, it's a 5-minute presentation, right? So
7 minutes.
Pardon me?
7 minutes, I think.
Okay, 7.
Yeah.
So it is quite short presentation.
Yes. Yes. So please, think of it tomorrow.
Yes.
And if you don't have time, I will draft something on Saturday.
Yeah. Please, Miana,
this
if
is
you
Sarmad.
Sarmad, please. Sarmad, please.
I'm going to suggest that we can circulate the presentation from last time, and that may actually help because you can then just update it. Rather than have to reproduce it. If that helps, let us know and we'll share the previous version.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, because... Okay, Mats. If Sarma share the presentation from the last meeting, it should be only updated and maybe changed a little bit. Will you do it or shall I do it on Saturday? Because on Saturday I have time to do it.
I will start tomorrow and I will report back to you.
Give me feedback, please, before Saturday. And on Saturday I will devote time to finish it, to give it some, to make it somehow, and you can adjust it. If you don't have time tomorrow to do anything about it, okay?
I will do something about it tomorrow, and I will give you feedback.
Okay. If you need my help, please call. And
yes.
Sarmat, please send Mats the last presentation, and me, maybe I have it somewhere because I have produced it. I could find it.
Sure.
But it is better to have the same copy. It is better to have the same copy.
Right.
Yes.
We'll email you the latest version, both you, Mats, and Mariana.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. And Mats, we agreed. I am expecting your feedback till Saturday, and after that we'll cope with it somehow. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Any other business? Nothing. We are almost on time. We have 6 minutes till the top of the hour, but we have finished. Okay, thank you very much for being present at this conference call, and have a nice weekend. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.